Sitch is back in the building with my wife Lawrence for another episode of Here's the Sitch, the positive podcast you knew you never needed.
Yes, we're back. It's episode number 45, and we are almost in November of 2021.
I know.
It's 21, right?
Yeah, and I always say it all the time, but 45 episodes on positivity and, you know, improving your life and being your best self, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's solid. It's a lot of, what's the word? Resources.
Yeah, there's a lot of research here, a lot of experience here too.
Yeah, there's just a lot to go back and listen to if you haven't. 45 is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of trials and tribulations. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, we've really been through it. And I don't really necessarily have a quote, but they say that if you can use good and bad experiences for your better, right there you're living your best life.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Because life is going to happen on life's terms, and it's not always going to be, you know, peaches.
Life is not easy, for anybody.
It isn't. Yeah, you got
a lot of curveballs.
It's. I also, you know, and this wouldn't be the first time I'm saying that, but life is a lot about perception. Obviously, our perception and, you know, our point of view or the way that we try to hold and carry ourselves throughout life. We try to become better, not bitter. You know, we choose positivity over everything. And I believe, which we will get into it, I wanted to talk about manifestation today.
Oh, wow.
And positive thinking. Positivity is a choice. But before I get into that, I want to do a little bit of current events, what's happening in our life. As you just said, it's our 45th episode. We're about to go into Halloween right now.
Yeah.
Funny, crazy. Yeah, funny thing is we just put up our Christmas lights, or at least most of it, the other day. And in group chat, Dean is like, you already put up your Christmas lights? I'm like, hell yeah. I'm like, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. But these lights obviously will not be turned on until sometime in November, I think.
Well, it's the exterior lights. We didn't do anything inside yet. We don't have like Christmas trees.
They also didn't finish the outside too.
They have to come back.
They did like 70% of the job.
Yeah. So we're getting there. Listen, Christmas is a big thing. It's Romeo's first Christmas in our household. So we are going to do it epically.
Yes, we are. And for Italians, I mean, food is a big thing in, you know, the holidays. For anybody out there. But us Italians, we do the seven fishes for Christmas and or Christmas Eve. And pretty much what that is, that's a seven course meal of fish. Back in the day, they did bacalao, which I don't necessarily eat that right now. But we do the shrimp, we do the lobster, we do the calamari, we do the scangili, we do the pastas and all that stuff. So I'm very excited for these holidays. But first and foremost, we even have our Halloween costumes ready. So I didn't want to really go too much into Christmas because I'm sure over the next couple episodes we will. But, honey, what are we being for
Halloween? Yes, Halloween is the first holiday up next.
Yeah.
We are being the Incredibles.
Yes, and little Romeo's being Jack-Jack, which I think he will be an amazing Jack-Jack. Well, back to the fall weather, which we do speak about. It is the perfect weather for me right now over in the East Coast. It's about 65 degrees, 70 max.
It's oddly warm for this time of year, I have to say. It's usually not this warm.
It was 80 degrees recently, in October.
Growing up,
I'm surprised.
Halloween was cold. Like growing up, I remember being in Halloween outfits.
Yeah, cold.
And it being cold. Like you'd want to put a sweatshirt over your outfit. It was always the struggle of do you put the sweatshirt under your costume, over your costume? Like as a kid, it's like a hot mess because it was always like rainy and cold on Halloween.
And a lot of people decorate for Halloween. I'm not the biggest Halloween guy, I'll be honest.
Me neither.
I mean, I'll get dressed up.
I like a pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
I like the fall aesthetic.
Speaking of that, we do have to go to a pumpkin patch and get some photos with Romeo and experience his first pumpkin picking with the family. I'm very excited about that. But other than that, I'll be honest, I don't think I'm going to do too much decorations. We're not, you know, I know some of my friends like to do that. But obviously, as we just mentioned, we did put up some Christmas lights for the first time for Romeo's first Christmas. So I feel like, you know, we're gearing up for that as well.
Yeah, it is our first time lighting the outside of the house. That we didn't do that last
year.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. Well, that's always been
another
for
big
me.
Thing coming up for us, which is always it's always important to celebrate your victories. Mr. and Mrs. Situation, do you know what I'm about to say? You probably do.
Third year wedding anniversary.
It is our third year wedding anniversary.
On All Saints Day.
That's huge. And we have a very happy, healthy, positive marriage. But just saying that it doesn't mean that everything's peaches. I mean, we work on our relationship on a daily basis. Relationships take work, and you got to put the work in, or else, you know, they'll start to fall apart. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's coming up in November. And obviously, we can't really necessarily say where we're going for our next vacation. But it, and I'm going to have to hint, I might get yelled at for this. It is very soon. There's a vacation coming very soon. I cannot say where it is. It is happening. Another season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation, one of the best shows on Jersey, actually on MTV and in MTV history. I'm actually going to go as far as say in reality TV history.
Oh, wow.
Jersey Shore is one of the best shows in reality TV history. I'm putting, I guess you could say I'm putting my money where my mouth is. You
it's
know?
True. It's
it is
truth.
True. It is. All those guys, my whole cast, including everyone in that show, they know exactly what to do when they're in front of a camera, and they've been doing it for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to my castmates. They are all awesome. They are they necessarily have, you know, their own shows without that group of, you know, in which is in Jersey Shore. And then once you put us together, the dynamic is just unbelievable.
It's like lightning in a bottle.
It's lightning in a bottle. It really is.
You can't recreate
it. You can't recreate it. They back in the day, they thought that our show was going to be just a one and done, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and get a new cast. But we were, you know, that good, you know, in front of the camera. And the dynamic was that special that now we're going on. It's 10 plus seasons because Jersey Shore originally was 6.
Mm-hmm.
And now Family Vacation, although it's set up in A and B, which we're going on season, is it 5 now?
I don't know.
It's technically 5, but they split them up in A and B. So yeah. Those 5 seasons are really almost like 10 because, right. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So it's almost like 16 seasons, but for technical purposes, I guess you could say it's 10 plus.
All right, guys, you know that we love staying super healthy in these situations, household. And of course, with a new baby at home, the time to meal prep and cook in the kitchen is just not there for me at the moment. So I've been relying on my favorite. I've spoken about it many, many times here on Here's the Sitch podcast, but I'm here bringing it to your attention once more. And it is America's meal plan, HelloFresh. I'm obsessed with HelloFresh. I appreciate them even more now while being a new mom because time is of the essence and I never have enough time to cook the meals I want to cook in the kitchen. So what I love most about HelloFresh is that they offer 50 menu and market items to choose from every single week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, providing plenty of variety. So you never feel like you're getting the same thing week in and week out. They have quick and easy meals, low prep, a one pan cook meal, and meals ready in 10 to 15 minutes. That will cut down on spending and cooking and cleanup so that I can give back time to my family or myself, which is a game changer. We're all about giving ourselves that time that we need. So HelloFresh is just the way to go. HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your orders on the app within minutes. You can easily change your delivery day, food preferences, and plan size, or skip a week whenever you need to. So, of course, here's the Sitch listeners. We have a special code for you today. Go to HelloFresh.com/situation14 and use code situation14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That is an amazing offer. I'm telling you, if you have not tried HelloFresh yet, you guys are going to love it. It's literally a game changer in the Situation household. So head over to HelloFresh.com/situation14 and use code situation14 for 14 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit for a reason. You guys will love it.
Back to last week's podcast, I'd like to give an update on, you know, our diet. As I said before, our vitamin regimen is next level. I love it. How are you feeling on the vitamin regimen, honey?
I mean, I've been taking vitamins forever, I feel like. So for me,
I'm about to besmart you right now, because your vitamin game is not top notch like mine.
It's not. I don't just do it autopilot. I've been doing it better since we actually spoke about it. I've been doing it.
You have been.
On my own, yeah. But usually Mike will try to remind me or take them all out or bring them over to me.
I will catch her during the day. Usually, because I'm so on point when it comes to certain, you know, tasks throughout the day. Listen, I've been sober ever since I became sober. This is, you know, how I have been. I'll come up to her and I'll say, "Did you take your probiotics?" She'll be like, "No." I'll be like, "Did you take your apple pectin?" She'll be like, "No." And so, you know, but like I said, she's been more on point lately, and I'm very, very proud of her, because all that stuff is very, very important, especially nowadays. You got to take care of yourself.
It is important, but I think a lot of times new moms put other people first, or just like the baby. Like, even if he doesn't mean anything in the moment, my brain feels like...
See, our brains work differently.
Totally different.
Our brains work differently because...
So it's like I'm always at the end of the list in my brain, but I can't do that.
See, how I operate is I'm going to... You know, if you don't take care of yourself first, you can't take care of anyone else.
I agree.
Okay?
Yep.
And if you put yourself second or last on the list, you're going to forget about it and not get to it. Hence why...
And then it's like a domino effect, and then it's really downhill real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens. Listen, last week you weren't feeling well. And big shout out to all the moms that are listening here. Once a mom is not feeling good, or she, you know, we had a little bit of a scare last week. Lauren wasn't feeling good, and we're like, oh my God, you know, she can't be by the baby. Luckily, we did do the COVID testing, and she was negative. We did it twice. She was negative twice. But she did need to get on antibiotics for the, you know, throat infection. But for about 4 days, she was out of commission, guys. I had to take care of her. You know, Mosey and Romeo, it was like 4 days in a row, and obviously including myself too. And I'm, you know, I got to take care of myself, all my meals, all Lauren's meals, all Romeo's meals, and all, Mosey's meals. And my wife was like, "I'm amazed that you were able to do that." I did take off from GTL, for those 4 days, which,
exactly.
But I was able to handle, you know, the house duties, you know, Christmas lights guys were here, pest controls guys were here, some of the businesses that we run, and I was able to take care of the squad over here, the situations. It wasn't easy. So big shout out to all the moms out there, but I will say, guys, I was on point with the diet, and I've been on point with the diet for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. I've been getting some compliments that I've lost some weight or whatever it is. The face is thin. You look younger or whatever it is. It's from the intermittent fasting. I've been explaining this for 40-something episodes.
The intermittent fasting and diet. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have not missed on intermittent fasting. I'm talking 16 to 18 hours a day. And in my window, it's a healthy options.
Yeah.
Sometimes you know, I'll have two meals and two shakes.
I think that's important to mention when you say intermittent fasting, because a lot of times people think intermittent fasting is just that, meaning I'm only eating between this hour and this hour, and then I'm fasting. So like a lot of times people are like, I'm eating whatever I want. in those hours.
No, no.
Some people may do that, but that's not what you're doing.
No, inside my window is very, very healthy options. Clean. Yeah, very clean.
Salads. Chicken, fish.
I'm a big fan of rice because I do lift and I do heavy lifting.
Look that up,
my wife is telling me that, you know, there's a lot of chemicals in the rice that I eat. You're saying there's arsenic in the rice, honey?
Well, I can't really quote the articles right now, but there are things about arsenic in rice. That's why people don't really do rice cereal for babies anymore. Like back in the day, you used to do that. Uh-huh. But then there were found traces and levels of that chemical in rice. So people stopped giving that to babies.
Listen, guys, I'm trying to do my best here. I would think that, you know, unless I'm growing my own food, you know, vegetables and things, I'm really doing the most. I said, I do have the rice and the chicken and the salad, mm-hmm. two meals a day. And I've been also cutting down my window for 4:30, similar to when I was actually in prison. We would have dinner at 4 and I would be done at 4:30. And that's been helping a lot too. My wife, you've been following this regimen of intermittent fasting. She's been doing great. So you're doing 16 hours in, you know, a day yourself.
Yeah. I inadvertently do it as well. My goal is to do it and stick with it. But I think chasing around Mosey, baby,
as a family, though, if I'm doing it, we're exactly. all doing it,
it's
kind of.
It's easier to do it together.
Yeah.
For sure. If one person is leading the trail, but you are with this. Well, and I'm coming out of being really sick. So was I fasting during that or no? I was just sick.
I was fasting.
I feel like I'm coming out of a black hole. Like, I don't even know what happened for a few days.
And this was last week.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I'm glad that you're healthy. But for a couple of days, it was a bit nerve wracking because I'm sure anyone listening, if anyone gets a cold or a sore throat, your mind immediately goes to, oh my God, my wife texts me. She's like, I think I have the big C. I come running upstairs. I'm like, you have cancer? She's like, and this is obviously, I don't mean this in a joke, but this was what happened. And she's like, no, COVID. And I was like, ugh. So I called MTV and I was like, guys, you got to send some testers over here. We got to make sure that everything's good. And now that obviously we know
thank
everything.
God everything.
Yeah, thank God everything is good. And the antibiotics and everything worked. And I had to keep Romeo away from my wife for 4 days, but luckily I had so much experience from when he was a newborn. Mm-hmm. They knew exactly what to do. He mm-hmm. was a little more tougher because he has a little bit of reflux now. I don't know if anyone knows what that is, but he's having a little bit of reflux issues right now. So it wasn't for the most part.
And he's stronger now. Right?
He's tough, but for the 4 days, I'll be honest. My wife's like, he's acting perfectly for you. I was like, I don't know, honey. I guess I'm that good. She's like, no, it's not that. It's just the fact that he's not used to having you.
Yeah.
He was perfect for me for the 3 days. And then the fourth day, it was like, it is what it is. You have your good days and your bad days. But I was lucky. Those 4 days, we kept Romeo away from the wife last week. We were taking heavy fire over here for a couple days over here at the situations, but we took it one day at a time. We handled everything and, we moved forward. But anyway, back to the more of my story. I took care of myself first when I was taking care of everyone, you, Mosey, Romeo. I had my vitamins and my coffee and my food and the intermittent fasted. I didn't necessarily get to the gym because all hands needed to be on deck, but I was able to do that. So that's the moral of what I was trying to explain.
Yeah, it's true. I agree. You have to take care of yourself. Number one priority before you take care of anybody else. I need to get back on the wagon of working out and now getting back into my routine. Because now that I am feeling better, I have been having my vitamins. I've been doing, you know, all the right things. Mm-hmm. But I just like when you fall off that routine of working out, it's like, oh, I have to get back right away. I just feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you fell off of it for a few days too, just because I was
out
of commission. So it's like we both have to get back into the
workout. I spoke to my mom about it the other day and she's like, yeah, once a mom, you know, gets sick, the whole train is derailed. I was like, yeah, You know, my mom couldn't even come over. She got into a little fender bender, so she had no car. But she's like, I would have came over. I'm like, huh. I know. We were stuck in the lurch over here, surviving for a couple of days. We made it out. So enough about that. I wanted to talk a little bit about, and these should be two separate podcasts because you can really get into it. But we're really just getting started on our podcast game. I know it was this episode 45.
45.
Maybe next year we'll do longer episodes about, you know, singular topics. But I want to talk about manifestation and maybe a little bit about patience. A lot of people don't have patience. Seems the wife is staring at the baby monitor right now, which is fine, guys. You know, manifestation. I really believe in this. That if you think positive, I'm not going to say you're going to go and win the lotto, guys. But I think positive things will happen. I don't really think that we truly understand the power that we actually have.
Yes, I agree with that. I think everything is like a boomerang. Like your energy, the words you say.
The people you hang around with.
Yeah.
The places you go.
What you eat, the thoughts you have, what you read.
The shows you watch.
What you listen to.
It all affects your energy and your aura.
All of it. And it's all like a big circle. So like what you're sending out is literally being reflected and returned right back to you. So imagine if all of those things I just said and that Mike just said were all positive traits. Or like attributes, you know, like healthy food and mindfulness and working out and
books
and whatever your faith is, you know, partaking in your faith or meditation or all these different things to benefit yourself in every different area.
And it's also important to point out, we're not saying that you have to belong to an institution, a church, but within yourself, right?
A higher power.
Yeah, for sure. A higher power for sure.
Everything is like a boomerang. So what you're sending out into the world is coming right back to you. So you just definitely want to, I believe in manifestation 100%. There's that book that, what is it called? The Secret?
That's they actually contacted me. I was pretty hyped. They hit contact and they sent the book to me.
They sent you the new book.
And I always get DMs from them, which it kind of makes me smile.
And if you,
because they know I'm doing the right things, those people.
Yes.
And these guys are, you know, the secret. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're doing the thing. I'm the situation, but.
And they also have a Netflix show if you're not into reading books.
Oh.
I haven't watched it. But they have The Secret on Netflix right now.
Oh, that's
right. It's on my list.
And that's what I wanted to get into. It was the fact of all of the things that, you know, the shows that you watch and things like that. I don't even watch the news anymore. I'll be honest with you. I've lost faith in them a long time ago. I might watch them to get a good laugh, you know. I'll be honest. Now I really stick to what makes me happy. Mm-hmm. I'm watching like superhero shows all the time and, you know, I'm the superhero of my own family.
That's true.
As well, I am the superhero in my own movie. And I've said it before. And God, the almighty above, is the director.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I operate. But also the same applies when it comes to negativity.
100%. The same applies, but I think even stronger. I think when you send out negativity, even more powerful negativity comes back to you.
And I think it built,
it's like a built up, like rolling ball.
I think it builds up too.
Yeah.
Almost like what they say, karma. Karma is not just the club.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing some you know, negative and despicable behaviors for quite some time, eventually, that's going to definitely catch up to you.
It's going to snowball
also
through the universe. And come right back into your face.
And hit you in the multiverse. All right. It's
gonna... Oh my God. You went to the multiverse.
Doctor Strange.
I love Doctor Strange.
I'm a big believer that, you know, listen, there may be some forces and some adversaries against you, but if you keep doing the next right thing, you're going to break the mold.
Yep.
It's almost like you're going to break the chains.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we spoke about a week or two ago, breaking generational curses or breaking the cycle.
Yeah.
Keep doing the next right thing. Pay your bills. Be a good person. You know, cut off those negative people. Little by little. It all doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, obviously we said patience, but one day at a time, you know, and eventually, like I said, you know, that good will continue to come back to you.
Yes.
You know?
In epic proportions.
A lot of people think, and I'm just speculating, I think, that they can have multiple faces and it not catch up to them. maybe a face. Do you know what I'm saying? Like multiple faces. Like I can have my face for my family. I can have my face for my friends. I can have my face for work. I think the more different those, I guess, people are, the more problems you're going to have. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you're not being authentic in any one of them.
Yeah, I think the goal is to have one face throughout. Mm-hmm. And not many people are able to do that.
No.
Right?
But I think those are the same people that are wondering why things are not panning out the way they would like them to be. So if you, like, the more you lean into being, like, your truest, authentic mm-hmm. self and being that same person with your family, with your friends, with your co-workers, of course you're going to have like a level of professionalism at work, or we're not saying to not have that. It's just that you still have the same values and you'll make the same decisions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In all aspects of your life.
I also think it all ties into, and again, if you listen to our podcast, you'd be like, I figured Mike would say that. And it all ties into self-love, self-care, and how you take care of yourself as well. You mm-hmm. know, exercise and nutrition. You know, if you don't take care of yourself first, you know, you can't take care of anyone else or even your relationships. Everything's going to suffer.
Yep.
You know, and we've gone over many checklists before, and I don't necessarily like to be that checklist, but you know, getting enough sleep, you know, getting enough exercise, you know, trying to keep some balance in your life as you progress on a daily basis. You know, life is not easy. I feel like we found or stumbled upon a really healthy, positive way to and purposeful way to live in life, I think.
We definitely
hence why we have this podcast.
I think we have done that through lots of work on ourselves mm-hmm. and through lots of trials and tribulations.
It's never ending, though. The work,
you're always improving.
Yeah, it's a very rewarding way to live, knowing that almost the progress over perfection. Mm-hmm. And we're not trying to be perfect, but we're just trying to be.
Yeah, you're never going to achieve that. Yeah, level. But
we're just trying to be better than the day before in any area of life,
and not make the same mistake twice because you're just like wasting your time. That's the worst.
The old adage, you know, you need to learn from your mistakes or learn from the past.
Yeah, or you continue to go around the same mountain. Mm. Like, how many times do you got to do that? Sometimes it takes people a little bit. All right, guys, you know us over at Here's the Sitch podcast are all about being healthy, taking our vitamins, working out, and of course, getting in the water intake that your body needs every single day. We are made up mostly of water, so you want to make sure that you are getting in the water you need. I feel like it's a different amount for everybody based on your weight. So I try to usually aim for, like, I think it's 3-ish liters or anything above that is great, but I try to aim for that for myself. But in doing so, I found the Hydro Jug. I talked to you guys about this last episode, and I'm back here to talk to you about it again because I love it that much. The Hydro Jug is the water bottle that we are continuing to talk about. It's seriously one of my favorite new items. It's durable and reusable, and it holds more than a half gallon of water, so you'll stay hydrated all day long. Say goodbye to filling up your tiny bottle every hour, and hello to your Hydro Jug. What I love about this is the measurement scale on the outside of the jug, so you can track your progress all day long and know exactly where you are. The Hydro Jug is also BPA-free because sustainability is super important. It's dishwasher safe because not everyone has time to wash dishes by hand, and it is a shatterproof bottle. Hydro Jug, you just need this in your life. You can check out their new releases and their latest colors on Instagram at Hydro Jug. They're available in 40 different combinations to pick from, made from high quality neoprene with colored sleeves. You can get like all types of accessories with this kind of water bottle. It's just, listen, if you're going to dress up your water bottle and make you feel good about your water intake, just go for it. Whatever is going to get you to that water quota for the day. So Here's the Sitch listeners. We have a special code for you today, of course. Get your Hydro Jug at www.thehydrojug.com. Use discount code SITUATION to get 10% off your order today. Hydro Jugs are game changers for anyone on the go. Again, use code SITUATION at www.thehydrojug.com to get 10% off today and start hydrating right away. You guys are going to love it.
I know that also, since we're talking about manifestation, you have that cool shirt that says manifest. What is it? Manifestate? What is it? What is it?
It's manifest that S-H-I-T.
Yes. Yeah, it's perfect. And like I said in the beginning of this, I don't think we realize, you know, how powerful we are as human beings when it comes to thought and, you know, and meditation and breathing techniques and things like that.
I agree. Your brain is so, so powerful, and you need to really be aware of the thoughts that you have. So if you ever find yourself in kind of like
a rut thought
process, yeah, like the best thing you could do, I think, is
cold shower, hot shower.
Well, it could be different for everybody. A cold or a hot shower, a walk outside.
Sexual relations.
It could be that. Mm-hmm. What else?
Exercise.
Meditation, exercise. Mm-hmm. Anything to like get your brain like a shockwave out of that state. So you're no longer there. But the biggest, the most important thing, I think, is to recognize that you're having those thoughts.
And it's also okay to have those thoughts too. You're not perfect, you know.
But you want to be aware of it and be like, okay, how can I change this now? You don't want to just linger there.
You know what? I think a lot of people do linger there. And that's where probably
depression
comes in. Listen, guys, if you rearrange depression, do you know what you get?
I pressed on.
Facts. So it's really how, you know, you think about things and your perception. And some people don't even feel that, you know, that this is even possible. It just really comes down to knowledge and a little bit of effort. You know, some education, and a podcast like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, what's happened to babies? Is he flipping out already?
Yeah, he's ready to come out of his
bed. Oh, really? I just actually went upstairs to see if I can unharness this man from a thing called a snoo, and maybe give him some time. Are you sure he's just not playing with his feet right now?
Well, I turned it off. It was getting a little wild.
Oh, yeah. He don't like that.
He didn't like that.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
Yeah.
You got to stop everything for this man. And maybe he'll give us 5-10 minutes before we get to the phoners, which I'm excited to get to the phoners.
I know. We need to get to them.
Yeah.
I got to see what people are saying. So you guys know we have the Here's the Sitch hotline. You can always call in any time of day. The number is always out there for you. It's 732-898-0414. And let us know your thoughts on your own experience.
Let's get to the phoners. I want to spend half of the time speaking to the fans and the subscribers on what they've been thinking about the most recent podcast, what's going on in their life, and feature some of these loyal listeners. Do you have the number by chance, honey?
732-898-0414.
All right, let's get to the first caller.
Hi, my name is Brianna, and I'm calling from Rutland, Vermont. My question is actually for Lauren, and that is, was it challenging to watch the original Jersey Shore episodes and watch how restless Mike was during that time?
You know what? That's a pretty good question, because I'll be honest, sometimes I hear or actually see on social media, it's like, oh my God, like, what do you say to your former self? It's like, yeah, like, don't throw stones from glass houses. I was, you know, in my 20s, you know, experimenting and single as well. But obviously, I wasn't being my best self. But some of those mistakes have led me to be the man I am today. I mean, what did you, obviously, when you, I know what your answer is going to be, but because, you know where I come from, but.
Yeah, it's always like a surprise to people, I think, when they ask this question to me and then they get the answer, because I think it's unexpected. Like, they're not, they don't think that I'm going to say this.
We were college sweethearts, but we left off in a good way.
Yeah, you know? Like, we left off in a good way, and like, we had so much love for each other.
We did, yeah.
And like, that doesn't just go away.
Yeah, we were like young love.
Yeah, that doesn't just disappear. So that was still like there, but we weren't together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you add in like all the stuff that you were doing. We were both like in our 20s.
Yeah.
So like, he was definitely being reckless, but like, we were not on a break. A lot of people think we were on a break. We were not together.
Yeah, no, you were in another relationship.
I was in another relationship. We were not talking regularly. Like, it was not like that. So it was really different worlds that we were living in. And then timing is like everything in life, because then everything came around how it was supposed to be. But I don't really have any type of like, I never had like a bad ill will or feeling of seeing it, because I don't know, for some reason it was separate from me. Like, we weren't together, so it was okay what was going on. Yeah, but you know, also, people have a hard time understanding that.
I know. And also,
because I knew who you were too. But and listen, I knew when you were playing it up, like a character.
It's important to make a note that I came across a big break in my life.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, yes. Was my behavior stellar? No. You know, was I on the biggest reality show at the planet at one particular? Yes.
And
did I become a millionaire? Yes. Was I my best self to make good decisions? No.
And the other thing I've said when people have asked me that also is that I was actually happy and proud of you, because when we were together prior to the show,
I was a mess.
There's so many false stories out there too. Like, no one has the actual story of our history. Like, maybe one day he'll write a book and everyone can.
Yeah, we have a really awesome love story. We do.
But yeah, so prior to the show, I had known so much about Mike, and you know, he was not really. He didn't find his way yet, like professionally or all these different things. So when he had made it on a huge show, was killing it in whatever way, being successful, I was happy for him. I was like, he found his path.
Also, before my big break, you know, my parents, and this is not a sob story, my parents were just divorcing, and the family was sort of breaking up, and mom was going one place, my father was going another place. I really didn't have no place to live. Mm-hmm. I was sort of wandering and finding myself. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I caught this big break on TV, and MTV saw something that maybe I didn't see in myself, eventually, like we all know now, 10 years later, I found myself. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I am a role model in the community right now. Obviously, not when I was younger. I was wild and reckless. But like us all, I was experimenting and finding myself.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. I love the show. I've been watching it since I was very, very young. But I'm older now, and I work full time, and I'm in school full time, and I try and prioritize self-care, as you guys talk about. But sometimes I almost feel guilty for putting myself ahead of making sure my friends and my boyfriend and work and school and all of that is done. And I was just wondering how you guys manage self-care in between all the work that you do and baby Romeo and all those types of things. I would love to hear your advice on that.
I like that question. And my life, or my foundation, everything that's how my life is built, it's around my self-care, my self-love, my workouts, being positive. So I do all that stuff first, you know? And if I have to work at, you know, 9 a.m., I'm going to try to get up at 7 a.m. and do my fasted cardio, make sure I get my vitamins in, make sure I get a healthy meal in. And it's like a jump start and the foundation to my life. Because then once work starts 9 o'clock, you know, the whole day is built around taking care of myself, you know, and then I'll have a good work day, and then I'll, you know, follow up on my diet throughout the whole day, and I'll make positive choices, just like a big snowball. So everything is really built around self-care and self-love for me. I take care of myself first.
Yeah. And I think this entire podcast really touched on that whole question as well. So that was just good timing, because you can go over everything we just talked about and how to prioritize yourself. Because if you really don't put yourself first, you won't have anything left to give to anybody else.
You don't put gas in the car or oil, it's going to break down. Can't pick your friends up then, right? All right, honey, go to the next caller.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Kayla from New Jersey. I was just calling. I was in a long-term relationship that ended up with somebody who fell into the addiction patterns, and we're, you know, no longer together, but I'd still like to help him, and I just, any advice would be helpful.
It really depends on the where this person is in this addiction you know, the addiction phase. You know, obviously you can try to support this person and help this person, but the only way that you can support that person is if they want to help themselves. Am I right, honey?
100%.
At the end of the day, no matter how much you want it, they also have to want it too. And sometimes, unfortunately, loved ones have to hit a bottom first.
Yep.
Before they can sort of see the light sometimes. And even, I'm going to say this, and I don't like to say this, failure is a part of the story. You know what I mean? When someone relapses, which I don't like to say it, in the beginning of my story, when I was recovering in 2012, I relapsed for another on and off for probably 3 years until 2015 when I got it. But I was attempting to get
the
it.
The whole time.
The whole time. The whole time. I would go to rehab. I would be sort of sober for a year and relapse. I would, you know, and I would try it in different ways. In all ways that I failed. Until finally abstinence for me was the key. But that whole time I really was trying to get it. I wasn't one of those people that was in serious denial. You know what I'm saying? Am I right? I wasn't. Like one of those people. I would get help and I would admit, hey, I can't do this myself.
Yeah, no, you were constantly struggling. Like you were always trying to get sober. It had just taken you your own path, like your own journey.
Yeah.
Like it does with everyone. There is no cut and dry. Like it's so easy because you abstain from drugs and alcohol, but it's so hard because it's like, which way is your story going to go for you to get to that point where you realize you just have to abstain from drugs and alcohol?
Exactly. And now when,
like,
when,
what do you know, have to experience? What loss has to happen? What lessons have to be made to get there?
Yeah. And now my life story can be others' survival guide on what and what to do and what not to do. So the answer to this is, they have to really want to get help themselves. And like my wife will explain, prayer and a higher power will help you in that aspect. And if you let the bird out of the cage and eventually maybe if it flies back, kind of similar to me and my wife's story, it is meant to be.
Yeah. And just always, I always like to tell the family members to leave the communication lines open so that you're always there to help the person get better and get clean and all that good stuff, but you can't do it for them. I definitely did not do it for Mike. Mm-mm. I definitely supported him through it, but he's the one who did the work. And as will your partner, significant other, be the one that has to own up to it and do the work as well. But you can always be a supporting family member or spouse or girlfriend or friend, rooting them on from the sidelines for sure.
Hi, Mike and Lawrence. This is Katie from Ohio, and I was just calling because I've been listening to your podcast for a while now, and you and Lawrence are such an inspiration, especially for those of us who are struggling with addiction. And I am on my fourth or fifth time trying to get sober, and I am really struggling mentally right now. So I was just hoping that you and Lawrence could offer some tips, advice, how to stay in a good, strong place mentally, and how to move forward and live your best life.
First of all, we do recover, and the comeback is always greater than setback. But the road to recovery is not easy, and nothing worth it really ever is. Let me explain that to you. You have to work one day at a time. And I think it's also important. I know my wife said we did like 45 episodes, but our whole podcast is dedicated to living your best life and being your best self in various ways. For me, my life story or the way that I survived was one day at a time, was progress over perfection and slowly improving my life and taking every bit of negativity out little at a time.
Yes. Keyword, little at a time.
Little at a time. You know,
because it's a very overwhelming process.
So I'll be honest. I would go back and listen to all the episodes because, you know, I do explain a lot of it. But an example would be to take the easiest things first that are negative and remove them, including people, places, and things. And at the end of the night, put your head on your pillow, let go, and let God handle the rest, and repeat it the next day. Also, it's also important to forgive yourself and not be so hard on yourself, but also have the mantra of no excuses. I think that's very important because when you just tell yourself, you got to learn to tell yourself no. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't have that drink or drug or I can't have that bag of cheese doodles. It's going to mess my diet up. But obviously, when it comes to addiction, you know, the drugs are more serious because it affects your life in every part thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, if you take
every decision affects the next.
Yeah. And if you listen to these podcasts, we talk about decisions. You know, if you take that drug, it's going to go into, you know, your sleep patterns and your eating patterns and then, you know, how you react and your energy and your relationships. It's just a very long cycle. Mm. So you have to start to take care of yourself, learn to tell yourself no. Also the diet when it comes to what you put in your body, you know, what you read, what you watch. All needs to be positive. Take everything negative out. If you watch something negative on TV, don't put it on. Anything that upsets you. If you have a TikTok account and you know it's negative, you have to start to take it out. So please go back and listen to most of these episodes, and we will explain to you how I did it, and my life story will hopefully be a survival guide for you. And don't forget, the comeback is always greater than setback. And thank you so much for being a loyal listener.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. I just wanted to ask to see what you guys would recommend on getting past a like failure. So I am currently a student that has failed their boards a couple times, and I'm trying to get the motivation to get up and move past and keep studying because I do believe this is the right path for me. But I just want to kind of get your guys' feelings on that because it's definitely a, you know, emotional and mental game with that, as your peers will pass on the first time and kind of that comparison game and just kind of realizing within yourself that you're strong enough to do this and what you guys recommend on getting that strength to move forward. So thank you guys so much. And I love your podcast.
I think she kind of knows the answer. She's mm-hmm. been, she was saying it, you know, during her, her call. First of all, comparison is the thief of joy. That is one of, a podcast that we did to, it's not good to compare yourself. Your journey is unique. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Don't compare yourself to others. A lot of people do that, and you lose out on the true purpose of your journey. Failure is a part of everyone's journey. Even the great ones will say that, you know, they have failed more times than they have succeeded. But the good news is they never gave up. You know what I'm saying? It's just that you found, you know, a certain number of ways not to do again. Just learn from your past, turn those L's into lessons. And then, you know, okay, I'm not going to, you know, do that again because that's not the right way. And that's also how I learned, you know, in addiction. But guys, thanks again for listening to Here's the Sitch Positive Podcast with Mr. and Mrs. Situation, the positive podcast you never knew you needed. See you guys next time. We always have an awesome situation.